Jesus, amateur hour!
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum repair podcast live from the Thicken Farms compound in the Beta Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, to you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Levatos.
Joins us from the other side of Glory Hole now. Let's get this party started with XX Quantimino.
Let's get this farty parted.
Farty parted.
Out of my butt.
There it is.
Parted right out of it.
Dearly departed.
Dearly defarted.
Dearly defarted. That's how we're opening Brian's eulogy. Dearly defarted.
Dearly defarted.
All right.
Let's talk about Bruce Lee's
and then, like,
drink.
It's my last bomb. Or it's like, it's my final bomb. It's like I write the monologue for the
We also have to do, it's an open casket, but then we have to, like, wire your body to turn in its grave. So that when that joke bombs, you just start turning in your grave.
That's a good bit.
It's not bad.
The only good bit of my funeral service was written by Gemini.
Hey,
so.
Hey.
You run a bamboo pole through him like long pig and
like
just like
yeah, dude,
set
it
up, dude.
Like rotisserie.
We don't have to turn on heat or anything, but there's some gears in there.
Try me.
And some batteries.
We're just renting the fucking casket.
Oh, we're just renting it? No, we're customizing one.
This is a casket with spinners.
This
is a 1996 casket.
To like make him rotate.
Do you think there's a casket buried underground that has spinners on it?
Probably.
Yeah. Burrito, true or false?
Maybe there's a tomb.
Wait, tomb of the unknown spinner?
She was only 5 foot even.
Wow.
I was thinking of a man.
Wow.
Up to you, man.
Hey, dudes can be spinners too. It's 2021.
Ain't that the truth? Okay, what did you want to talk about?
Bruce
canned
Lee's
water?
Favorite drink,
Bumbleclut!
What do you want to talk about, canned
so
water? I feel like this is a
this
capital G
trend.
And somebody's going to get mad
There's
about
this trend coming around.
No, I agree with this trend.
And it's kind of been here, but it's been here in like the bubbly form
right,
for
a while.
Right,
which makes sense. You need a can.
Yeah, and it has flavors and stuff. But I'm just talking about regular water being in a can.
Yeah.
Well, but look, I feel how it's like eco-friendly, but it just makes water even more expensive.
They do need a return program.
Yeah. A lot of states have return programs.
Though. Yeah.
Because if you're buying Liquid Death, you're going to need a generous can.
It's $5
return.
A can. Do you believe that?
No, it's like $2 a can.
Is that true? Am I to believe it?
Is $5 like $2?
What? I'm sorry. Just
doesn't make a difference.
Is $5 like $2? That was pizza.
Yeah.
Is $5
like
$2?
It's like a little piece of like
crust. A tiny bit. A little bit.
Do they charge tax on it? Because it's...
Everything... Oh, I guess they shouldn't.
Grocery?
Probably not.
Water doesn't have tax on it, does it?
But
you
liquid,
tell me, man.
This isn't water.
This
is
Slam
Liquid
City.
Death.
There is no tax in Slam City.
This is,
getting your ass taxed.
I love the branding for Liquid Death, and I guess you might accept the premium on it to look cool at a bar or something, but
oh
now everyone
God.
Knows that it's water.
That you're lying.
I hear you. But I'm not talking more so like the mainstream bottled water manufacturer people going into the canned water business, so you'll have, you know, Dasani in a can.
Doesn't it taste kind of metallic?
No.
It's treated aluminum.
They have like
usually there's like
a silicone lining.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen those YouTube videos where they dissolve a can?
No.
Tell me about it.
They dissolve a can.
With what? Acid?
Yeah.
With Coca-Cola?
No, it's a Coke can. Check this out. It's a whole ass Coke can. Uh-huh. They go like this and they put like a straw through it and they dip the whole thing in acid. I don't remember what kind, but it eats all the aluminum away and there's just the clear pouch of silicone or whatever lining. And
the nutsack
like
of the can.
Coca-Cola.
Wow. Is that only in the water cans?
Do they ever dip it in liquid nitrogen?
That was Coca-Cola. I didn't say anything about a water can.
Might be. I don't listen, so.
Wait, how about, so can you not
with
recycle cans like that?
You can. There's enough, and I think if you hit it at high enough temperature, that shit just kind of, it goes in the atmosphere and into our lungs instead of, you
know. Get them up.
Do you think we need like a science segment drop, like an audio drop for when Gemini
science
lays
segment.
Down the science? It's just like...
Burrito's supposed to be laying down science. I like pipe. Probably,
Gemini the science guy?
Gemini I'll the science guy.
I believe it's pronounced aluminium.
Oh, okay, we're done with this.
Dude. I would sample science done with from this. She Blinded Me with
she
Science.
She Blinded Me the with Science.
Like, science. Science. Geminiance?
No. Geminiance.
Forget about it.
Over cornification.
So wait, so are you pissed about this? Because I mean, I feel like we gotta move on it. If you're not pissed.
I'm just trying to be a forward thinker here.
I think it has to happen.
How you guys feel about
I think it has to happen,
water,
but I think they need to offset the
can.
Fucking aluminum.
Yeah, the canning
process is more
expensive,
we need to
isn't
subsidize.
It, than the
no,
plastic
it's like the
bottle
same
business?
Damn shit. Well,
it takes a lot less material to make plastic bottles. Plus,
you ever
they
seen
weigh
plastic
less.
Bottles before they blow them up?
They're like beads, right?
They're like baby little. They're like this little baby thing.
Beads?
Yeah, little baby
That's
thing.
That's adorable.
It's like a.
It's a baby bottle,
like a little rabbit.
It's like those wax bottles filled with that juice that they sell in the generic candy.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hey, do you
Never
know about
them.
That, Brian?
What is that? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
It's like juice inside of a piece of wax.
Yeah, and
oh,
you
yeah,
bite
like,
it.
And it's shaped like little bottles?
Yeah, and it's supposed to make you feel like you actually bought candy.
Bubblegum and taffy.
And you're not fucking dirt poor.
Yeah, it's I'm always excited to do it. I always get tricked by that candy, dude. And it
what?
Sucks.
It
you
sucks.
Have it? You've had it?
I've had it a lot.
He's
and
been
it,
broke.
If you had it right now, I would try it again and I would be disappointed. But I'd
Every
keep
single
coming
time,
back, dude.
Every single time. Burrito,
we'll
do you know that
in
one?
The break room full of them.
I love candy.
No.
Wax bottles.
Wax bottles.
Oh.
Do you
wax
know them?
Wax bottles.
Yeah, it's like wax bottles in the
like
middle.
It's like little miniature bottles made of wax.
And then in the middle.
And inside is like juice.
Yeah, it's dehydrated.
Sometimes like cola flavored, or it could be like cherry flavored.
Is it candy?
Well,
yeah. I mean,
like
someone could
candy.
Lie to you and maybe convince
you
to you eat
don't
it.
Eat the wax.
You could be led to believe that it's candy. Yeah.
And it's on
no,
the flatter
I've never
side,
heard of
too,
that.
Right? It's not really like
see?
A round bottle.
Burrito grew up in upper middle class.
Yeah. I see.
We
can water guys.
String kids, yeah. So, I mean, I'm good with it. We just got to figure out the logistics. Yeah, it's
I'm
heavier. Yeah, it's more expensive because of the materials, but.
People are paying more, though.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah. I mean, maybe people will get water filters at home now, you know?
Yeah. It's a better idea.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
like
Arthur's
the taste
idea.
Of bottled water.
How about piss water?
What about Voss, you broke
it's
bitch?
It's a little odd.
It's
I don't
in
know.
Glass.
That might be okay.
So,
I don't
how
know.
Do you get
I
your
like
water,
just
man?
He just
I just drink tap
porcelain?
Water.
Okay.
He runs,
really?
He runs out with a boombox and collects his water for the week.
From the sky.
From the sky.
I don't get that. Is that a song reference?
I don't get it either.
50-50, don't get it. The movie.
Yeah.
What's it called?
That John Cusack movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
say
why
anything?
Is he collecting water? I don't get
That's
it.
That's just how Burrito interprets it, man.
Because it rains.
Because it's
In
raining.
In your eyes. That's the song that plays.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of songs that play.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Let's keep it up, guys.
The music talk shit. Continues. What is currently in Breedix's six disc changer? Breedix, what you got?
Oh yeah,
what
I
came
ran
with
through
the
them.
Car?
I ran through them today so I could remember what
wow,
they were.
This
I,
guy does his
I don't
homework.
Really know.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's why the fans the love him.
Everybody else, everybody else, right? But everybody else would just make it up.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't check myself, so you're
It'd
right.
It'd be like, I think
I didn't check myself.
I think
so. You're right, but
no,
I think
everybody
I,
else would.
I can remember. I've changed it
nah,
in the
burrito,
past month.
But Burrito looked.
Yeah, it's six, too. I just have one.
Wow.
I didn't look. I just cycled
like
through it and listened to the beginnings
a real
of the first
doctor,
songs. And I was
professor.
Like, I got it.
Yeah, you so didn't I have got, to look. You just know what they are.
Well, I feel like my commute is really short. It's like maybe 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
Two
really
songs.
Go through. Yeah, I mean, I don't really go through a whole CD in a day, even.
Can we all guess? Yeah. Can we all have one guess about one of the?
Oh yeah.
Before
yeah.
we guess, can you tell us in the six disc changer? Do you order them in a certain way, or do you just randomly put them in?
I
their
don't
want
to listen to this. I want to listen to this. He ranks them.
Sometimes I do put them in order.
Numerical order,
of the artist?
Like you alphabetize the discs inside the disc changer?
Like second
no,
stage
no,
turbine
no, no,
blade,
no.
then third stage turbine blade?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah,
Coheed.
Yeah.
Is that your guess? My guess is Coheed.
If they're albums from the same...
Oh, I see.
Artist?
Person from the same artist, then yeah, sometimes I will have it, you know,
back
tour.
To back?
Yeah.
A
yeah.
block. The Coheed block.
The Coheed block.
So is all yeah. six discs Coheed?
It's just stage one
it,
through seven.
It has been
blades.
Before, but it's not
Jesus
that right
nerd.
Now.
Do you have their album Taste the Rainbow on there?
No.
Okay. It's really not called Taste
but
the Rainbow.
But yeah, three of them are Coheed albums right now.
Wow.
Brian guessed
50% of your six-disc changer is Coheed and Cambria. I think you got Rage Against the Machine in there.
You got Ratma? Ratum.
Yeah, I do. I have a Rage.
And you have a Less Than Jake CD in there.
I don't.
Is it Evil Empire?
No.
Yeah, I've got Evil Empire in there right now.
Okay. The good one.
George Strait is the one of the fifth one.
Ah, yes, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
The other two you guys aren't going to get because they're mix CDs.
There's no answer
then.
No, the answer is mix CD.
No, yeah. This specific mix CD.
Or is there sentimental
value? Supposed to be one CD.
One's new metal.
It just says ska on it.
One CD from an artist, but it's a different artist on there or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The ones where it's like Death Cab and Postal Service, but they're mixed up.
Yeah.
I do have one like that.
That is crazy, like man. That.
That's pretty crazy.
That's the one who doesn't know how to burn
a CD. The track order's all fucked up, so you get to know that track order as the album's official track order in your heart, but then you listen to the actual album because you have money now and you bought it.
You're like, hey, that like, version wait, doesn't
no,
sound like
it's
the
supposed
one that
to go
I have.
To this song.
It's kind of like having those LimeWire downloads, you know, those little off, like, maybe a demo version.
Okay, so the two mixed ones are from when we had the new metal discussion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah that's
so
what...
I still have those in there. So oh,
wow. That's fine. Both of them?
Like,
it's just new metal. It's just new metal, one Rage, and then all Coheed.
Is Breaking Benjamin on that mix CD?
Wow.
No. Half
are
of
there
both
any Breaking Benjamins?
Breaking Benjamin.
It might as well be.
Half of both of those mix CDs are Rage Against the Machine.
Wait, what?
Half of both of the mix CDs are Rage Against the Machine.
So you have two Rage CDs in there.
Evil Empire's in there.
Yeah, Evil Empire.
How many copies of Bulls on Parade do you have in there?
No, it's the
Battle
the
for
songs
Los
on the
Angeles.
Mix CD are from the first Rage album.
Oh, hey, shit,
I have a question.
Older.
So how many bomb tracks do you have in there?
Just one. I don't double dip my shit, man.
Wow.
I paid attention.
He's got limited space. Like, this is actual physical media. Okay?
This is real estate.
He doesn't have
changer.
Just all the songs.
So we have three Coheeds, we have one Rage, and two mix CDs.
Yeah, the three Coheeds are Second Stage, Turbine Blade, and Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3, and The Afterman Ascension.
Oh, wow.
No Taste the Rainbow.
Nope.
What do you guys think about bands having logos? Because Coheed has it, Breaking Benjamin does, I think Blink-182 too.
I think most bands have logos.
Bands are businesses. Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's a symbol.
Bands are brands.
Symbol. I'm sorry, not just a logo.
Bands are brands.
Yeah, I guess it's a good idea.
Yeah, logos are, symbols is the best form of, like.
That's merch, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
easy.
Right.
It's ID.
RHCP.
It's the butthole, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers is just a burnt butthole.
A red balloon knot.
Their logo.
So, Brian, do you have a disc changer or like a CD player in
your
vehicle?
There is a CD player and it's a...
is there anything in it right now?
It's an old Modest Mouse CD.
Wow. I'm going to guess Moon and Antarctica.
No, I kind of like... Wow. I prefer mid...
is it the one with Slowed On?
Mid-Modest.
Yeah, it's the one with the...
Good News for People That Like Bad News or whatever it's called?
Good News for People Who Love Bad News. Yeah, I like that album a lot.
You like to
I
float on
to it though. It's just in my CD player
for
my old
Bad News People.
Bad News Bears.
What was
good
the song
news
after
for the
float
Bad News
on.
Bears?
Ocean Breathes Salty.
There you go. That was a good song. I like the little like bass line and the chorus.
And there's the song Bukowski.
Wow.
Is a good song.
Like Charles?
Yeah, like Charles.
Bukowski?
Like Henry.
Yes.
And there's some good ones, dude. Blame It on the Tetons, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone?
I blame it on the Tetons every day.
Blame it on the titties, dude.
Tetons.
Fucking
titties.
Teton, huh?
Grand Teton.
Yeah, the big tits.
The big fucking knockers.
I have a CD player in my truck.
Is there a disc stuck in it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's broken, so for the fans.
The disc came with the truck, and I have no idea what it is.
Oh, we got to dig in there.
At some point, we need to dig that out.
Hit it with a paperclip.
Knowing who owned it before, did you see who owned it?
No.
Oh, it was from a lot?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It was a reggaeton compilation.
I would love to know what's on there, dude.
It's like an audiobook.
Yeah.
It's some guy trying to learn French.
So what's that called?
Yeah, UV.
Oh, yeah. Muzzy.
It's a Muzzy CD.
It's a Muzzy CD
for the kids. Life is pain suffering.
But in French.
Yeah, I should know that, but I don't.
I think you guys can quickly guess what I had in my player.
Is the Postal Service.
No. We were talking about 90s alternative, 90s alternative, and we were talking about the saddest songs, and this was on there.
The Verve Pipe?
No. Bad answer.
Nine Inch Nails is in there.
Yep.
I hurt myself.
Downward Spiral.
Downward Spiral.
Is that the I Wanna Fuck You Like an Animal
album? It's on there, yeah.
I wanna fuck you.
I think that album's like 50% singles.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I know any of them.
March of the Pigs. You know two of those. Hurt.
No. Oh, okay.
Closer.
Closer.
Hurt and Closer are the only ones I know.
I feel like there's another one. I can't remember. Anyways. Okay. So that was a six disc changer with Breedix. It was a little exciting. Are you thinking about changing that stuff out?
Yeah, I will. Usually I change it when I'm
traveling.
When I go down to South Slam City South.
Yes. Yeah.
And we can revisit Burrito's six disc changer.
Man. Brian needs some advice,
pull
buddy.
Pull up the couch.
Brian's couch. Let's talk about it. Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
You know, I feel nervous talking about this. I don't know why.
I don't think you should feel nervous.
No, there's no reason to. I had a friend reach out to me okay, let me just say.
He regards them as a friend.
He's a friend. We've known each other for a long time. We don't keep in touch that much, but every now and then, I'd say once a quarter, we have a little online conversation, and sometimes I'll see him in real life. And he reached out to me asking if I would donate 70% of a liver.
Wait,
liver?
Yeah, he just said a liver? I can get you a liver.
You need a liver. I think he wants mine specifically.
Oh, yours specifically.
He doesn't want just some random.
He doesn't want off the shelf liver.
He wants to put me out a little bit. You
are
know?
You guys compatible though?
I don't know yet. He asked me if I would be on the list of potential livers, and I was talking to Gemini about it.
Yeah.
I told him I didn't want to do it, and Gemini's then he's like, "What's the deal? What's the problem? Just tell him you don't want to do it." But just imagine, it's a tough conversation to tell a friend that we're not that close. We're not liver close. We're not liver.
We're not liver close.
You guys aren't liver close.
We're not liver close.
So
no,
I say no was fine. Like you could just be straight up about it. I was like, "Nah, man."
It just sucks. I didn't think I would have to quantify it.
Yeah,
it's countless.
You were talking about how you could see yourself giving your piece of your liver to them, right?
Yeah, but I would be doing it because like out of some sort of pressure.
Does it grow back?
That's the thing. Okay, so you give 70% of your liver, and so you have the 30% left over grows back in its entirety.
To 100%?
Supposedly. But I was looking at it.
And apparently 3 months.
In 3 months, but also there could be like a 9 months to a year where you're still like feeling like shit and because you don't
have... You have to
jaundiced.
You have to donate 70% or can you do a little less? Like, hey, I'll do 20 if someone else will do like...
I would love
to GoFundMe for liver.
Like a 20.
A GoFundMe for liver where everybody just chips in a little bit of their liver.
Can you do that?
They're going to crack me open anyway, so I might as well just give the full 70.
So do they just take lobes of it off and reattach it to like someone else's liver?
They take a piece off one of the lobes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They took a Lisa lobe.
Wow.
There you go. Thanks, man. You're waiting for it.
Thank you.
When you told me about it, I was like, there's a very small list of people if they asked me I would give a liver to.
Yep.
And I think it needs to be that way. I don't think you should be that cavalier with your liver.
That guy had to have some balls to ask you that question then.
Yeah, but he asked everybody.
That's part of it.
He's desperate.
We are like forever linked. I mean, we were very close at one point.
Right.
So here's another thing. He drank a lot back in the day.
I was going to ask, like, how did he get to this point?
He is sober now, and we're both sober, so we have that in common, but, you know.
You don't also need to have the liver in common. It doesn't
have to be. Yeah, he's,
It doesn't have to be the exact same liver that you both got.
Right. I've already decided I'm going to tell him no.
Oh, you
it's
haven't
a
answered
hard
him
conversation
yet?
To have.
What's that?
How did he approach you about it?
Facebook Messenger.
No. That's a straight up, just answer back no. What's so hard? If he was like face to face with you and he was like, remember, I used to drink a lot, right, man?
Yeah. Well that I wouldn't open with that either. Hey, remember how I did this to myself?
Yeah.
Why don't you give me your liver?
But you remember how I've changed and you've changed as well?
What's
up? I mean, there's ways to massage that. You can still open up with...
That's true. And, you know, in like the past, you know, I've cleaned up my act.
Uh-huh. I've changed. You've changed.
We've all changed for ice cream.
Yeah. I changed for ice cream. Changed my pants.
Every day.
Yeah,
every day on ice cream.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say no, but it
Facebook
just
Messenger?
Facebook Messenger.
That's an easy no. Come on, man.
Wow. What are your other disqualifiers, Art?
Or you could just ghost him.
Jesus.
Just don't answer his calls forever.
Because someone asked you
ghost
to give them a liver. No.
If it was immediate, if it's in my immediate family, wouldn't think about
no
it.
No question. Yes.
No question.
And you were
once
the only compatible
cousins and uncles. They
not
can
even cousins,
die,
man. Like, are you that close to your cousins?
No.
Or, like,
in fact,
some
I thought about a particular cousin. I was like, there's no way I would give my liver.
I can.
You would give your
easily.
Liver to somebody else, to spite that cousin.
Yeah, I kind of would. I would give it to this guy. Before
oh,
I
sorry.
Give
fresh out of liver. I
would
gave
you give it to Alyssa P before you gave it to?
No, Alyssa P can.
She doesn't work there anymore.
She's gone, dude.
I'm certain because
everyone
she's...
keeping track of the cutie.
We were
the cutie
talking
chronicles.
About it
Alyssa P
before the show.
Cutie,
all right,
cutie.
All right, Alyssa P. All right, Alyssa P.
Yeah, I'm not giving my liver. I'm gonna wait and save it for someone that.
Oh, you're saving it. You're saving it for marriage. Sorry, I can't just give my liver just to anyone.
It would be weirder if it was like my mom and I was like, "Look, hey, sister." That's what I call my mom. Look. Look, sister.
Brother?
I'm not giving you my liver. That would be a weird thing to do.
Well, I'm sure there are people who have those relationships.
No, absolutely, but I would.
If your mom asked. Burrito, if your mom asked, would you give her your liver?
Yeah.
Would you just give your liver out to anybody?
Alyssa P at QT.
Alyssa P.
Like, yeah. What circle of friend are they that you give out your liver? Mine's like one deep.
Yeah, one circle. Yeah, you don't go out the one.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a friend of a friend.
Wow.
Or what about an old? What about a high school friend? They resurface.
They resurface.
Man, I really need a liver.
Kevin, are you asking me for your liver right now?
Man, we've been talking.
Oh, right.
We talk like weekly. Did you forget?
Oh, you mean like someone who hasn't?
Yeah,
been in my
you haven't really life. Kept in touch with.
I see. I don't know. I guess it would depend on how good of a friend I was with them before.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was a really good friend with this person.
But are you, I mean, like,
how
you know,
good, though? Like, see him every day?
Right.
I used to.
Like, for how long, though? Okay.
For a few years.
What was the decade you guys grew up? Like,
early,
age-wise?
Early oh.
Like, in your teens?
I would say 20s. 15 to 22.
Those are formative years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, we both used formative.
But you also have this huge, like, decade gap, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like you're saying, if, I mean, there are people who I was close with back in the day, but, I mean, we haven't kept in touch.
Yeah, you gotta keep in touch.
There's gotta be some effort.
If you want a piece of this,
it's easy now.
You want a 70% piece of this?
That's a big ask.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna
Art's got like a list of
one person. Is there a monetary gain?
Jesus,
that might change.
You get free surgery.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it.
Let's see, this guy offered you like a good amount of cash.
What is that?
Just
what is it? Give me a price.
I was gonna say 100.
10K.
100 for sure. 10K, I would.
I'm telling you, you overvalue livers, man.
Hey, he has a good liver.
And it'll grow back in 3 months.
It'll grow back,
how
and
much
I'll
can
feel
you
like
make
I did,
a
did
nice
something
thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, burrito, put
I
a price tag
and then you can tell
on 70%
everybody,
of your liver.
I didn't do it for the
it
money.
It wasn't even for the 10K.
It wasn't even. I would give it back if he asked. Now I'm not going to give the shit back. Yeah, what's your price,
I'm just like daring him to ask for it back.
Brian's
I'm like, if he
10K.
Gave it,
yeah, 10K sounds pretty good.
Well, let's go down to 75.
100?
100.
7,500?
Yeah.
Cash.
There's something about
untraceable.
There's four zeros.
Yeah.
Cash.
Those zeros are nice.
7,000.
That's Let's three
negotiate.
Zeros.
Yeah, that's only three.
No, there's two after the decimal point. It's five.
He's 10,000 minimum.
You
can't
put
you hear
as
it?
Many zeros after that decimal point.
Are you 10,000 minimum, Brian?
Yeah.
Well, I was creeping on
I mean, like,
100 because I'm more valuable than 10,000.
Nobody dude. Wants your liver, man. You got fast food liver.
It's bad. It's foie gras.
Yeah, you don't have liver, you have foie gras.
However you say that.
Someone's just fucking shoving burgers down your gullet.
Yeah, someone is you.
Burgers.
You're imagine dear. The recovery time on the person that gets it.
Wow.
It's got that Logan gene in there, you know what I mean?
What, the werewolf guy?
Werewolf
guy.
What's his name?
Get out of here.
That's his name.
You're horrible, man.
Wolverine?
No, the werewolf guy.
Yeah, the werewolf guy.
Edward.
It's not Wolverine. It's a werewolf guy.
Henry.
Yeah, Logan the werewolf.
Logan the werewolf. We should just do an entire comic book series of Logan the werewolf.
Yeah, it's
where
the
his
same.
Exact, his adventures Story. Are exactly the same as Logan Wolverine, but he's a werewolf.
Hi, man. Yeah, you thanks for the advice, sued? Guys. I'm gonna tell him to suck my dick.
Yeah,
like
and
he
fuck
used
you
to.
For asking.
Yeah, what? Fuck you, dude.
It's kind of man. You put somebody out heavy when you ask them for a piece of their liver. I hope you're not just cavalier with that. You know what I mean? I want to feel special. And I want to, like,
I know, he sent out a form letter, probably.
Wow.
Oh, you had to get elected to do it?
No, a form letter as in he just blasted it.
Oh.
He added you to his MailChimp.
That's right.
And
connected Facebook Messenger to MailChimp.
Yeah, exactly.
And then put name.
Name and break curly braces.
You follow.
I know it's been a while since we've talked, but...
You are my best friend. Blank
slash
name.
Yeah. Slash someone I can trust, slash...
Yeah.
DXQ Maria Bamford.
You brought this up. Why did you want to bring up Maria Bamford?
No, because I saw her in something.
Recently?
Yeah. Well, I think it was something about the brain. Oh, yeah. It was like the Vox series Bamford. Explained. You watch that?
No.
Yeah. There's one about the brain. Apparently, she has like debilitating OCD.
Oh, yeah. She's a weirdo.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of... Well, she's not that weird, but she does seem to have a lot of mental issues.
Do you know what her bad thoughts were?
The thoughts that she tried to stop with rituals?
Yes.
I guess that's what bad thoughts mean. That she would die in a house fire?
No.
That she was gay?
No.
That she was life was meaningless?
No.
Rape?
Nope.
What's the answer?
Yeah, you could just have said that. Like two guesses ago. That she was going to kill her parents.
Oh, that's fun, dude.
Yeah.
Because, as a kid, I think probably not.
Probably not all
kids. As a kid, I had those like kind of OCD things where I'm like, I had just kind of like, what if I do this? What if I'm a murderer?
Murderer.
So
yeah.
I kind of like, I can relate to that.
I get it. I think everybody kind of gets it.
Yeah.
So yeah, she would do the rituals to make them go away.
Did it work?
No.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. OCD doesn't work.
Yeah, but she was doing the therapy, cock and ball torture.
Oh yeah. Oh, CBT.
Cock and ball torture therapy.
I used to see her at this open mic that I would go to all the time in Slam City, LA.
Ryan's a comedian, by the way.
Attempting it, but
he's professional.
But yeah, she would come up and she's very funny. She's a good stand-up.
Yeah, I did remember liking her stuff.
It is a little esoteric at times. But
yeah, but it's not like the typical. Oh, look at my vagina.
No, no, she doesn't
check
talk about
my
her
vagina.
I don't think Maria Bamford's ever said
vagina.
The word pussy on stage.
Wow.
I don't think she talks about her bloody pussy. It's like the rest of these fucking clams.
Clams?
I just went through a Rolodex of like horror.
Yeah, yeah. No,
bitch.
Not that one. No,
clam.
Clams. Clams.
That's the approved Slam City term.
It's not great, but it's what we got.
The Slam City Clam Shack. That's my business that
if
I have.
If he uses the wrong word, it just gets overdubbed with clams.
Where you just open up clams with your fingers.
There you go.
The Clam Shack. Smells like
a lot of oysters, no pearls.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What song is that?
Long December by The Counting Crows.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
All right, Burrito, you got a yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a brother.
Yeah, it's because he hates that song like Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
He gets Counting Crows, R.E.M., and Pearl Jam confused.
All in the alternative trash bin of Burrito.
Because you don't give a shit about them. We can talk about your stand-up career if you wanted to.
No, I mean, I don't know. I just started after COVID ended. I guess it didn't end, but anyways,
when we've declared victory on COVID.
I'm standing in front of the Mission
Accomplished
banner.
COVID Mission Accomplished.
Doing my open mic jokes
and
bombing. No, I was telling a Gemini that last night I did an open mic and I bombed and it shook me.
He got shook.
Ryan was shooken? I was shooken.
Wow.
And... And every few months, I'm like, what am I doing? Why I shouldn't be doing this. And I think Jim and I would probably say that question should come a lot more frequently than every couple months.
Every single time you go on stage. And
ice
then
cold.
Maybe once again when you leave the stage.
Sit your little sexy ass down.
So, anyways, that's
first,
all I can...
You did two last night.
I did two. The first one wasn't bad. The second one negates every time I've ever gotten a laugh ever. In front of an audience, so
it was just dead fish.
It was so bad.
Describe
was your material
the audience,
shitty?
Though. Give
it's
me a
all
number.
Comics. I mean,
but give me a number.
It was quite
like
a bit. 50? I would say
100.
No. Maybe 40.
40's
no,
fine.
30 to 40. Anyways, but
is this in a club? With like round tables and you can count them off pretty easy.
It's a coffee house, but it is set up like a club. It's the best setup open mic.
So you can make any hotties laugh.
No, there's no hotties there. There's just a bunch of...
This is comedians, dudes. Man.
Could be comedians, girlfriends, and stuff.
By the way, dude, comedians don't have girlfriends.
Speaking of female comedians, Maria Bamford being one of the better ones.
The premier, yeah.
When you hear female comedians complain about shit, they're never at open mics, dude. I see like one or two. Like
there's also not that many female comedians.
There's not that many, but like
they're not grinding.
They don't
like,
do. I mean, I don't blame them because they're just like getting hit on by everyone.
This club's called the Sausage Fest, right?
I mean, it
like
might
the
as
one
well
where
be.
You bombed.
It's called I was gonna say
the Sausage Factory.
Sausage Factory.
Sausage. But anyway,
Sausage.
So that's what I'm trying to
Brian
say.
Brian does open mic at the Sausage Factory and
no,
bombs.
But he said he's out here grinding on the sausage.
I'm just sitting and spinning on that sausage.
He's no grind, no shine. Speaking of female comedians, did you see that Sarah Silverman called out Monk for doing Jew face?
He is
Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, but so you want
entertainment in Slam City.
So yeah. I was gonna say, never mind.
What?
So the people, there's infighting, you know, with the people
there's
of color.
There's always infighting,
you're
of course.
Right. You know,
when you try to distill down and keep going, everybody's gonna have their specific set of disabilities.
What are Brian's? I'm just kidding.
Penis length.
Ooh,
anger.
Penis length.
He needs that for his comedy, though.
It helps to have a small penis, I think.
Yeah. So what Jim and I are saying is that my disability is having a huge cock.
It's
a liability.
Burdensome liability.
He's bruised some faces.
Especially when I show it to everyone at every open mic, and they hate it.
Open mic. No thanks. I brought my own. You slide it out.
So it's mostly dudes in the audience.
It's always dudes. It's only dudes.
Are any of them like, I want to like be good like this guy?
No, because I'm
Muslim.
No, everybody.
You. Saying,
not
like,
you.
You're like sitting there watching other people's action. You're like, that guy was pretty good.
There are some pretty good people.
And then there's some guys that are like, who?
Me.
Looking in the mirror.
There are rings. There are circles.
I'm in the outer circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to network with these comedians?
No.
The outer limits.
I don't think comedians really have big networks.
Or, you know, just someone to bounce ideas on.
Yeah, I got some friends to bounce ideas off of. I
guess you're talking to them right now. That's true. Couch is always open.
Thank you.
Casting. The couch is always casting.
Anyways, it's hard.
Yeah.
You guys try it, okay? You fucking try it, dudes.
And then what happens?
You can feel the pain. Feel the fucking pain.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think Jim and I would feel the pain, though.
No, I don't think
you actually have the right attitude for someone that wants to be a stand-up comedian, because I think it would just bounce off of you and you would
Teflon baby.
You
call me Teflon Don.
Brito and Arthur, do you think you'd ever try stand-up comedy?
If I had a solid set that I could just fire off, probably.
Sure.
I feel like anybody would try it if they had a solid set that they could fire off.
Just a solid set to me, it'd probably suck, but like. You know,
just to say you did it.
Yeah.
If you got zero laughs, would you feel bad?
Nah, I feel like when I'm on a stage, I can just kind of space out of my own world and not give a fuck what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Britta, would you feel bad if you got up there and you prepared this material and zero laughs happened?
Yeah, I think I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
You wouldn't start berating everybody?
That would kind of suck.
Like Kramer?
Yeah, like Kramer. Yeah.
That's what I should have done last night.
I'm telling you, I feel like you should add a meltdown element. It'll get you out of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're already bombing.
It worked for Kramer, so it would work for me too.
Yeah. Can you do crowd work, Brian?
Yeah, no, you're already bombing. Just start berating everybody.
Sometimes I'll do crowd work.
Can you do crowd work with Burrito right now?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Hey, lady up in the front.
Yeah, the one
hey,
with big
nice
old
shirt,
cleavage.
Burrito.
Yeah, there you go.
Where'd you get it? A fucking gay factory?
Wow.
Damn, dude. That's why you didn't get any laughs.
It's just a plain white shirt. What the fuck,
man? I'm sorry, dude. I'm not good. All right, that's what this whole thing is about.
I asked for it.
And I was giving you an example of what you could see.
This is what you stepped on. Look at what you stepped on. And that was Brian's couch, and that was Double X Quantum and O.
I feel like I'll wet the couch.
We'll have to ask financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Will you help you diversify holdings? Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio to ask today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Diaz.
And this is the news.
Brian, the couch is soaking wet.
Yeah.
Because you sweat so hard.
No,
man.
It's squirt, not piss.
It's squirt, dude. It's an alkaline mixture.
It's a piss alkaline mixture.
Arthur, are you going to read this headline? Because if you do, I'm going to be pissed.
I think you should read it verbatim.
Read this headline.
Ooh, yes.
I love it. I'm loving it.
You.
Wow.
Thanks. McDonald's McRib is back to McTantalize your McTaste Buds.
Did anyone have this reaction to the headline where you can't tell if you love it or you hate it?
No, actually, when I was reading it, I completely blanked on all the mix.
You didn't even recognize that? You didn't even see the mix?
No, I just said McDonald's McRib is back.
To be honest, like, that's the first time I actually read it all the way.
McDonald's McRib is back to tantalize your taste buds.
I hate the mix.
Oh.
That's cool, man. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions, right? He meant the McRib, okay?
Look, you can say you hate me. First of all, I can say it.
As a white Jamaican slash Irish
person. As an alleged white Jamaican, I can say I hate mix. I hate WAPs, Dagos, Jews.
Wow. Not the Jews.
Okay, my bad.
Not that last one. You can't really say
it. I hate Tony Shalhoub. The Shalhoubies.
Do you guys like the McRib?
I love the McRib.
It's like cafeteria food.
It is cafeteria food. That's why people love it.
The McRib. Bring it on.
Is it real meat?
No.
Or it's nugget meat, right?
Called rib and there's no bones.
It's shaped like there are bones, though. And there's definitely bones in it.
If you brought it, if that was one of the pre-pod meals, I would enjoy it.
Damn, son, that's a good idea.
They like are the definitely think. Bones in the McRib.
Doesn't come Where until the long
Just
November,
mixed
though.
In.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Saying. There's like little chips
there's
in there sometimes.
There's definitely bone
in the McRib. I thought you were making a joke that you found.
Oh, no.
It.
It's real.
Like your boner.
Right.
It doesn't drop till the long December.
Long November.
Oh, yeah. Long November. Sorry.
Well, it's coming back. I thought, they always say it's coming back, but then one time they said that they're going to make it a permanent menu item.
I know.
I guess they reneged on that.
Right.
Oh, no.
Wow.
But check this out, guys. This is what they call it. They call it a sub-style sandwich.
A sub-style sandwich.
Yeah. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
I mean, it's longer than the regular bun. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's two pieces of bread, though.
It is for sure two pieces of bread.
No, they're attached.
No, it's not.
Pork topped with barbecue sauce, onions, and dill pickles. Standard.
Three.
I think you can specify.
Yeah, but it comes with.
Three?
Yeah.
Maybe two. I know there's a formula.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
we'll
into the McRib. I love
around.
The McRib.
There you go.
McReview.
One or two?
Two.
Dang. Treat yourself.
They're small.
If you don't finish it, you're going to have to put in some of that Tupperware, but they don't have Tupperware anymore, do they? You get some cheap Tupperware some places.
IKEA cites health and safety for hidden cameras and toilets. Wait, what? That's not a segue.
Wait, IKEA, McSites, McHealth.
No,
Mc
what are you talking about Tupperware?
Safety.
IKEA, they sell Tupperware there.
They sell furniture. Why are you thinking about Tupperware when you go to IKEA?
They probably do.
I always think
they
like
sell Tupperware.
But
it says furnitures.
They're known for
furnitures.
Their furniture. I need to work on
furnitures.
That. So.
Yeah, if
that's
you
what
said,
I went with.
You went with Tupperware. Okay.
Let's rewind
I mean,
a
it's fine.
Maybe they were just testing out that camera, that toilet camera that I was talking about last week.
Yeah, maybe. IKEA cites health and safety for hidden cameras in toilets.
Oh,
it does say in toilets.
Right.
Spy tech removed after staff outrage. They were getting free upskirts.
Wait, so IKEA, you think this was every location had this shit?
Just in the employee bathrooms.
Oh, was it really?
Well, it's a staff outrage. Oh, what would they give a shit about other people's bathrooms?
I mean,
like,
they might.
They won't give a shit.
It's just, it would be weird.
They work at fucking IKEA.
Yeah, but some of them are
outrage.
Activists.
IKEA don't hire activists.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
They're the largest consumer of wood in the entire world.
They're the what?
The largest consumer of wood.
Is that true?
That's true.
And meatballs.
And Swedish meatballs. They're the largest consumer of lingonberries. Lingonberries and wood.
Where else can you get lingonberries?
What?
You know, slam citizens. Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese Krispy Kreme worker. Despite not being Japanese and ready to commit corporate espionage for the right price, looking at you, Mr. Donuts. Puffing this week's headlines full of that secret recipe special cream, this is Burrito's Nippon News. A segment within a segment. Really should have read that through.
You did?
Yeah, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, no, I didn't read it at the top of the hour.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I need to work at this Krispy Kreme. Well, actually, it's not a Krispy Kreme, but it is a Krispy Kreme story. Krispy Kreme Japan creates donut burgers that are a meal and two desserts all in one.
I think they're the two desserts is a misnomer. It's yeah, just one. It's just two donuts.
One dessert. Yeah. Two donuts. One dessert.
Right.
I agree.
Whoever eats just one donut.
We just ate one donut.
Yeah, I ate one yesterday.
I wanted another one.
Yeah, I did too.
She took the box away.
Yeah, she took it from us.
And I was gonna like when you said that you wanted the chocolate with sprinkles. I'm like, fuck, I did too. And there's two in the box. I should have just gotten that other one.
You should have.
I should have just double donated it.
Were these Krispy Kremes?
Yes.
Yeah, they were. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. Speaking of Krispy Kreme.
Wait, let me talk about this donut burger real quick.
Why are you talking about it? It's a burrito story.
Yeah. We're all going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can get it at TGI Fridays.
See, he's always being positive about it.
TGI
I got the
Fridays.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to a Thank God It's Fridays?
It's been years.
96?
I feel like those are few and far between these days.
I don't think I've ever been to one in my life.
You only go to Chili's.
Yes, I do love Chili's.
And it's the same fucking thing. Applebee's, Chili's, and TGI Fridays. It's the same shit. Same.
I would eat this meal, though. I mean, to reference the story, I would eat this.
It's an all-beef patty, sliced bacon, mozzarella cheese,
mozzarella.
Cajun onion. Yeah, mozzarella. Cajun onion rings. And for the buns, you've got two Krispy Kreme donuts.
This is apparently what happens when America gets serious.
Yeah.
What? We were fucking around before, but now...
Also, if you want to limit your intake of red meat, they also have a flaming donut chicken sandwich.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say they have an impossible version of this.
For the health conscious.
Yeah, for those of us who are watching our figure...
Yeah, so the chicken sandwich skips the onion rings and gives you jalapenos as a topping instead. Oh. The mozzarella cheese is swapped out for ranch dressing.
Weird.
And it's finished off with some Friday's Nashville hot sauce.
Oh, I see. How many calories?
1,500. Surprisingly, doesn't say.
Pick a number.
2,250.
Does cost? It will run you about $15 though.
Come on,
US.
Come on,
$15. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was my first gripe.
That was your first gripe? $15?
Yeah, for a burger? Come on.
Come on, man.
A side of fries. Comes with a side of fries.
Comes with a side of fries. Yes.
Included.
Yeah, but then you got to buy a $3 fucking drink.
And tip?
You don't have to.
And tip?
You don't have to.
Oh, you don't tip in Japan, though, so you get that for free.
Okay. Nice, dude.
And it comes with a cup of water.
That's kind of like a discount. That's an American discount when you go over there.
American discount.
Pretty cool.
Exactly.
Here's my other gripe.
Sure.
Did you see this burger?
Yeah, it looked like not great to eat.
It's very tall.
But the
it's
buns,
very tall.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not buns, it's donuts.
That's what I'm saying.
Just slice one donut.
They didn't slice one donut in half, which they should have done, like actual loser.
No, they wanted to give you two desserts.
Capital G.
Yeah.
This headline did, but one. Didn't have to be like that.
It ain't got to be like that, Krispy Kreme.
But who eats burgers or donuts like that? Like stack two on top and eat it like
this? This is what happens when America gets serious. We've been fucking around cutting our donuts in half like pussies.
Yeah.
Like little bitches.
We were goofing. That was goofs.
Back then, we weren't serious.
But now?
Maybe you got to squish it down so that you can...
You definitely have to squish it.
You're not getting this in your mouth. People are cutting this shit.
Yeah,
and sharing
probably.
It with their whole, with like their friend circles for Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody's going to TGI Fridays for Instagram.
maybe to get this burger, though. I don't know.
Not even to get this burger.
It's Japan.
They have different values there, dude.
Well, they don't even have Instagram in Japan.
I thought you were going to say they don't have values.
Uh-oh.
And I was about to agree with you, just to be racist.
They have Instagram in Japan. My Japanese friends have Instagram.
Yeah, but they might think that it's like, you know, don't, I mean.
They might use it professionally.
Isn't KFC, isn't there like an Asian country where KFC is hot? We've talked
Japan.
About it before. Japan. So, I mean, if they think that's hot, they might think
TGI Fridays is cool. But TGI Fridays ain't got the kernel.
Nah, they don't get the kernel.
I think that's what the Japanese people are drawn to.
The cosplay element?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Well, so I guess you guys didn't like this burger.
Okay.
But,
where's this going?
I know where this is going. Can I finish? No, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. So,
you might not like this burger, but you might like when it comes out of your damn butt.
Or when it looks
like crap. Or I was going to say, maybe you guys think this burger is shit.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
So who's to make poop cakes?
Poop cakes?
Oh. That was a little forced.
Who's ready to make poop cakes with this Japanese cooking gadget?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a single-use cooking gadget.
No, it's just a baking pan.
Yeah.
It's a little baking pan.
It's a damn-ass baking pan with a poo emoji.
You guys ever heard of Taiyaki?
You ever heard of this poo emoji? Yeah, I've heard of Taiyaki. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
The little fish treats. Well, not fish treats.
They're shaped like fish. They got like red beans.
Sometimes you put like Nutella in the middle of it.
Or Nutella. Yeah.
So they made ones that are like shaped like poo emojis?
Yeah. They got one that you can make it into a little poo emoji.
Is this like a thing you can buy on Amazon? Or?
I don't know if you can buy it on Amazon.
Amazon.co.jp.
/emoji.
Poo emoji.
Baking pan.
Dash.
12387.
Dash. /.
Yeah.
/.
Just like a realistic URL for an Amazon product.
Yeah, because you really don't care about that stuff anymore. You can just like click things.
You can just click things.
Yeah, man, you can just tap. You don't have to type it in anymore.
You can just tap. You can just click things.
Are we talking about links?
Yeah, Link to the Past.
Yeah. Is that the best Zelda game?
Ooh. I've never played it.
Zelda 2? Probably. Hmm. Had that side-scrolling thing.
Everyone would say
going.
Majora's Mask, I believe.
Oh, the first one for Switch?
Maybe a Majora?
No,
but it's N64. It's all in Japanese, so I'm not sure if you can order it. But
Majora? Like labia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can put a mask on it.
So these poop cakes, what excited you? What sparked joy about poop cake baking pans?
What put the twinkle in your eye?
How did this make the Nippon News?
Did you know when they say put a twinkle in their eye that they had sex?
You guys.
A little twinkle in their eye?
Sure, man.
Like cum?
When you were just a twinkle in your mom's eye.
You know when people say that they're sleeping with each other, they're actually having sex?
No, what?
They're not just sleeping.
Have you heard this? Oh, dude, this is wild to me.
You guys heard this? You heard
they're
about
this? They're sleeping together? I just assumed that they were having
just
a slumber
some
party.
Z's.
That's what several of my ex-girlfriends
have
told me.
Off to cloud nine.
What?
They're just having slumber parties.
You just took a little nap.
We need to hear what sparks joy about the poop cake.
Yeah, let's hear about what this poop take twinkle in your eye.
It was just that I wanted to share some poop cakes with you guys.
Aw.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
We just pissing with poop cakes over here, you know?
You know what doesn't taste like shit?
Tell me.
Curry.
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah,
really
curry.
Depends on what's in it.
Yeah, who's making your curry? Who's making your curry? Because I need to talk to them.
This is specifically Japanese curry, which is more like a beef stew, honestly.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It usually has like potatoes and carrots and
you tell me there's
onions.
No curry with potato and carrots and onions?
Well, it's like a brown sauce. It's like a gravy. It's always,
is there any
like
curry
this,
powder of any like, sort in it?
Yeah, there's curry powder.
Yeah.
They use the blocks.
Yeah.
Like bouillon cubes of curry. Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes a curry.
Yeah.
Gotcha, man.
It sounds like
good.
What my mom called cowboy stew. Cowboy stew.
Is there curry in cowboy stew?
I thought cowboy stew was just, you know, you collect
ball
your
sweat.
Cigarette butts and put it in.
A ball sweat.
Yeah, put it in
a
bottom of the whiskey bottle.
Yeah. In a whiskey bottle and whenever it rains. Worms.
My Japanese lady friend made me curry for when I went over to visit her.
Wow. Is that innuendo?
Yeah, for shitting in your mouth.
She made me curry.
That's fine, man. People are into things like that.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No, she really
don't
made
be
me
ashamed.
Curry.
How was it?
How was her shit?
It probably wasn't as good as you thought it should be.
It was a family dinner.
It was off. Oh, really? It's getting serious.
Was it good, though?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
It was good.
Was it better than you can get at the store? Because I feel like if you
How
go
about
to
a five-star restaurant?
I feel like if you go to a different country, right, and you eat somebody's cooking, like in their home, I feel like it should be better than a restaurant.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it tastes good.
I don't know, man.
I was hungry.
I've never cooked for anyone.
Really?
Cook for yourself
at all?
I don't know how to cook. I'd be afraid.
Man, I'm a really good chef. I'm up with that.
What's your best dish?
You don't ask a chef his
several
best dish. You
best
ask him
dishes.
His best dishes.
Yeah, but one that I really like to make is it's like a take on chicken marsala.
It has curry?
No. It's got marsala.
Oh. What is so tikka masala? Is that curry?
I believe that's masala and not marsala.
Oh, what's the difference?
One's Indian, the other's French.
Well, marsala is the thing? What is what the fuck is
I believe
is
it's
that?
Like a... It's a... Like, you know how they have champagne and shit? Like provinces or whatever.
Provence.
Yeah, Provençal. Provençal. I've seen that word, but I think it's Portuguese.
Tell me some secret ingredients Provence. In curry, though. I'm curious. I don't think you named curry powder.
So this article, they surveyed 437 Japanese waifus.
Wow. They talked to people's pillows? That doesn't feel like an
yes,
effective survey.
Real waifus.
Yeah, real ass waifus, not these 3D bitches.
Real ass waifus.
Was this like a good housekeeping type of survey?
Yeah, it was a survey by Japanese lifestyle portal Kufura.
Wow.
And tell us these secret ingredients.
Yeah, so they got these top secret ingredients for curry. So
I bet one's Coca-Cola.
Got the top 10 here. So we got number 10, yogurt, tomato, milk, ketchup, honey.
Oh, my God.
Ketchup.
Yeah. Soy sauce, garlic, and then now top three. Number three is chocolate. Number two is Worcestershire sauce.
Of course.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
And the number one secret ingredient, instant coffee.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't know if garlic can be considered a secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient.
Or tomatoes.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, if you blend them in, maybe nobody knows with the tomatoes. The garlic, everybody knows. Make does this have garlic stink. In here? I mean, do you have
tell
to
me.
Ask?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Yeah.
You tell me, you bitch.
You tell me.
If you're going to make some Japanese curry anytime
chocolate,
soon and you want to try one of those. Yeah.
Both of them.
Chocolate and coffee. Just put, no, just put all top 10 ingredients and grind them up together and cook it. And now you got a curry.
I think that ketchup's going to
and that's curry.
Be
strong. And that's curry, baby.
So speaking of secrets.
Number 11 was bukkake.
Yeah,
didn't see the whole
well, they didn't really want to say their secret ingredient because that's
barely
like giving away your recipe. That's just
it's the whole fishbowl.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You start with the fishbowl.
Jesus Christ! You
just
start
a group
with
of fellas.
A fishbowl.
No, the fellas are done. They're hungry. You got to feed them now.
You're feeding them their own cum.
It's not their own. It's everybody's.
I mean, part of it's their own.
I mean, would you eat it or would
no.
you not? You're hungry.
Look,
man.
I think would you eat it or would you nut?
I think that's fucked up because no one goes to a bukkake expecting to
eat
have to eat the cum.
Have curry.
There's one person.
Let's say you didn't know.
Yeah, one person is expecting they got to eat cum.
Yes.
Brian?
What?
What?
What's the question?
The so one
would
person.
I eat cum if I didn't know there was cum in it?
Would you
I mean,
eat?
You probably have if you've eaten like at a Burger King.
Let's say it's post-bukkake.
Yeah.
And you're hungry and everybody's just like chowing
not,
down on
you
some
don't
curry.
Stick around after a bukkake,
yeah,
my man.
As soon as I nut, I'm bouncing.
That's how they do it in Japan, though.
No, it's just stinky in
they
here.
They hang
it's
out like, with like the director.
Yeah, it's sweat. It's like musty.
And the Target. Yeah.
She's.
I'm not trying to hang out.
The fishbowl.
Yeah,
no, I mean, who am I hanging out with? The fellas or this woman with?
Everybody. It's a community.
I mean, you guys are technically Eskimo brothers.
That's true.
Anyways, that was quite a detour.
Brother?
Bukkakis are secrets. Dark secrets.
Yeah.
Inuit brothers.
Inuit
thank
brothers.
You.
Japanese artist will sell people's darkest secrets encased in concrete.
Aw.
So.
This guy is actually reading them, I bet.
There's
it's a good idea. I like this.
Yeah, there's an artist that walks around the streets of Tokyo.
Just with concrete.
She has this little shack that she rolls around, and it says Secret Shop on it. And
that's a fun name for a store.
Yeah.
I've been to spy shops, and they're actually just kind of sad.
Yeah. Well customers
spy
will stop
shop?
In
yeah.
and jot down their deepest, darkest secrets, and then Kimura pours concrete over the secret.
Can you have superficial dark secret or a deep light secret?
Yeah.
Is it always deepest, darkest?
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
That's true.
It can be whatever secret you want, and you get to tell her at what price you want
to pay for this?
The secret. No, the secret to be sold at.
Oh,
and then someone breaks it and looks at it?
She sells it to anyone who wants to buy it.
And they can like chisel into it and find out. That's kind of cool.
I
wasn't on board until that part because
I
was like,
they're doing is covering
up a thing I already know about. Why would I even write it out? But that's cool.
How much
do they
would
put
you
their
pay?
Name on it?
Oh, well, I don't know if you should do
I
that.
I don't think so.
Especially, $10.
I would go in there. My secret. Okay, everyone, tell you say what your secret.
One, two,
would be.
Three.
Mine would be. I would just write. I'm white because I mean
secretly Jamaican.
According secretly. To just in the on the podcast, that's my deepest darkest secret.
Yeah. Bullshit. It's not. It's like an open secret.
Still
allegedly.
That I'm. This is still satire, so I don't know if I'm white. Oh, bitch. I'm not admitting to anything.
What are you, a cop? You have to
God.
Tell me. Okay, so how much is a secret? $15?
I think you set your own price.
Yeah, you.
So
you
we're
set
setting
the price.
Our own price right now.
My deepest, darkest secret, and then some stranger is going to read it?
If you remain anonymous, what's the price?
Who gives a shit? I'm just making up fake secrets.
Like $100?
No, like $5.
All right. But let's say you can only have one.
And also, if you set like, okay, you say, oh, this is such a bad secret, I'm going to make it like $100. Someone buys like, it for $100 and it's just shitty. I mean, just imagine how bad you feel. It just says, like I tried to eat my own ass one time.
Everybody thinks their secrets are like deepest,
it
darkest.
Be fucking good for $100.
Literally, everybody's tried to suck their own dick.
Yeah.
Everybody's tried to suck
so
their own
dick. So you're going to pay $100 for this piece of concrete, crack it open.
I tried to suck my own dick, but it's a Japanese.
The fucking club.
Like, no shit.
No refunds.
No, that's the biggest test. Yeah. No refunds.
And that's what every block says.
Be a man. Remove two of your own ribs
all
and eat your own ass.
All the simps that went to this lady to encase their darkest secret all wrote.
Every single one that's a dude.
Yeah.
It's like
at least 95%.
It's colored concrete. It's blue concrete and pink concrete. All the blue concrete say, I try to suck my own dick.
And the rainbow concrete.
Wait, what's the pink concrete?
Ladies.
What do the ladies
say? I don't know why you like, put colors on concrete. I would think it's just one like, no,
I'm
generic
just,
colored
I'm making
concrete.
A corollary.
So what would the why? Would the
rather than
say?
Just saying these are the
are you
ones
trying to
are
get
all
value
dudes.
To the customer?
No, there's no color in these concrete. I'm just saying. You know,
you just said there's pink concrete and blue concrete.
I was trying to appeal it to y'all's visual senses rather than saying the ones that the dudes all said they was jacking off and eating their own dicks.
It's a good imagery. What I'm asking is, what is the woman? What are most of the women's?
That they have rape fantasies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That they like to get
boring.
Slapped.
They like to get slapped.
Yeah, it's like, cool.
They lied to their husband.
But these aren't like that dark. This is just, run the mill.
Nobody has that deep and dark secrets.
And then the people who said
I've murdered people.
There are some examples here.
Before you say the example, let's do a Family Feud version of like the darkest secrets. And we'll just pick the number one answer. Like the guys was like, suck my own dick. What's the girls?
Wait.
Brian.
I fucked his friend.
Wow. I shoplifted.
Yeah, these clams, dude. They're so edgy, dude. They're so 5%. Edgy.
Is that not on the list?
You're right.
Yes.
Number one, though?
That's why.
It's probably one or two. I think some indiscretions.
You're saying shoplifted greater than $1,000 or something?
No, just shoplifted.
In general?
Yeah.
Burrito, what's your answer?
He knows them.
Yeah, that's true.
What's
yours?
Oh, no. I'm talking about like just. Like off the top.
I thought we were trying to guess these.
Yeah, we're guessing
of Japanese ladies.
Women, yeah.
I showed up to work late.
Yeah, or something like.
I don't really want kids.
He knows the answers, though, right?
I want to sleep with my teacher or something like
that. Oh, there you go.
I want to be airtight.
Wow.
Airtight?
Ooh,
wow. Yeah. You know
what does
know
that
airtight?
Mean?
You know what? When they plug the holes.
They plug every
the
hole,
holes.
Dude.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Plug in all the holes so no air can get in.
I hate when air gets inside me, dude. I gotta have three dicks
to stop to quell the insurrection of the air. You have to. Have
I gotta
three
get
dicks.
Corked, dude. Please cork me. CORKD.com.
Wow.
Corked,
and it's just Brian's blog.
His POV blog.
What's yours, Art?
Oh, the number one dark secret of women.
Yeah.
Something about like multiple partners or like
at the same
getting
time
getting GB'd or bukkake'd.
What's GB? What?
Gang banged.
Gang banged. Yeah.
Tossed around like a party favor.
Yeah, just going ragdoll.
Just use like a fucking cum slut.
Yeah.
Cum slutting.
Mm hmm.
All right.
That's my number one guess.
So burrito, top let's, three burrito. Let's hear them, Burrito.
Top three, I don't know. They're not numbered.
What?
Wow. Well, you didn't have to tell
nice
us.
Nice build up, bro.
You didn't have to tell us. You didn't have to tell us they're not numbered. We don't know that. We didn't read this shit.
I want to divorce my wife right away, but I think I need to be patient and wait until the kids are grown.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. However, in waiting, I feel like my life is slipping away bit by bit. What is the right thing to do?
That's not a secret.
That's no secret.
That's like a daily fucking thought.
That's
an open secret. When I go to bed, I worry about whether robbers will break in, ghosts will appear, or the world will end, and I can't sleep.
These aren't really secrets. These are just anxieties.
Dumb,
these are societal anxieties
secrets.
That everybody has. Nobody said they're going to try to suck their own dick.
I want
to
hear your crimes.
Yeah. I murdered a dude.
Since both my parents are toxic, I seriously hope they get COVID-19 and
that's
die
fine.
Soon.
That one is fine.
Hey, That one's good.
Bullshit. Here's another one. This summer I had an affair. I want to do it
Told
again.
You. Hey.
Girl, that's a woman. That's a fucking conniving.
You don't know that.
I can't eat with people. When I sit face to face with someone, I don't know what to say, and the taste of the food disappears.
Oh.
I feel I'm disgusting when I eat. I'm repulsed by the other person while they eat, and my heart starts to palpitate.
Interesting. I like that one.
Again, don't know that that's a deep, dark secret, but it does feel like it'd be a tough conversation to have.
And then the last one that's here. I think it's been 5 years now, but I've been keeping my cut nails. The amount doesn't seem to increase anymore, though, and I'm worried that something is going on at the bottom of the pile.
What's the bottom of the pile?
That is There's funny. Like someone just, something eating them at the bottom of this pile of nails
but
that she's been keeping.
Looking. She's not, she's just too afraid to look at the bottom? Well, I don't understand.
Yeah. Why would you?
Maybe
it's,
she's
I mean,
eating
she wrote
them.
This down on a fucking secret thing. I mean, she's obviously worried about it.
She's not that worried about it. It's just a secret. Secret isn't necessarily
deepest,
a word.
Dark, this was her deepest, darkest secret.
It doesn't say that. Just darkest secrets.
It could be any secret. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, here's a secret that someone had wished had stayed secret. Saitama man repeatedly steals food from store by making his phone say, pay, pay.
Pay, pay.
Oh, I see.
I don't get it.
There's an electronic paying service, you know, like a tap to pay mm-hmm. stuff with your phone.
He just recorded the sound.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he recorded the
this
sound
guy's a hacker?
That plays.
No.
No, he just recorded the sound that plays when your transaction is completed.
Nice.
And so he went to this grocery store, and when he was checking out, he would just play the sound. And so the teller thought that his transaction had completed, and
Smart.
So he would just leave. Yeah.
But I love the name of this service.
Yeah. PayPay.
PayPay.
It's a wonder that PayPal hasn't sued them.
Why? It probably says PayPay, but in Japanese.
I don't think you can sue internationally.
You can. In international waters.
It's different enough, probably.
International court.
And maybe it's not harming their bottom line.
Yeah. PayPal's an international company, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, if like someone steals your IP from another country, you can try to sue them.
Yeah, but China's not letting you do anything, right?
This Slam City, how so serious?
What? We're just going over law.
Yeah, we're just, this is the legal.
It's so serious,
this is the legal segment of Slam City. Number one, if they're a cop, they have to tell you.
Yeah.
Number two, China is gonna steal your shit.
Monkey's
gonna steal
bottle,
your bitch.
Man.
Was that the Burrito Nippon news?
Yep.
And that was the news.
Was the Burrito Nippon news?
Yeah, I'm just low. I'm low energy. I'll cop to
low
that.
Low T.
Speaking of stealing your shit,
crypto CEO threatens customers after mistakenly sending them millions. So he accidentally pushed a bunch of crypto to everybody's wallet. And he's like, you guys, if you could give it back, that'd be great. I'd appreciate
no.
it. But if you don't, I'm going to tell the FBI you have money.
I'm going to dox you to the IRS.
I'm going to dox you to the IRS.
That doesn't seem like in line with the, you know.
Crypto
the,
ethos?
Yes.
He's not. He does not. It's just, he's doing this for money. He's
it's
not doing
a,
not
just an empty
altruistic.
Threat.
And also,
he doesn't
yeah,
even have
he's,
that
not
information.
Gonna, he's not going to. He does have that information.
How many cucks are they do? He does?
Well, this
oh,
is just like a,
sent.
Like, well, yeah, this is a, like a wallet.
Right, so you probably signed up.
Yeah, he has your information, for sure.
Or does he?
Yes.
Yes, he does. So what do you think?
He's not
he
getting
recourse?
Money back. No. It's
no
crypto.
Legal
he got some of it back. Just
yeah,
a little bit
from
so far.
Simps gave it back.
Fucking yeah. simps.
Like people
so,
who got sent a free
position.
Gold Mothra sent this thing back. You're looking a gold Mothra in the face. A
if you guys were in this
Mothra.
Position,
what do you think my stand
hit?
Is?
You're going to take a hit?
What?
Of your giving away millions of crypto.
I'm not giving away millions
no,
of crypto.
This is your mistake. I'm talking like, what are you going to do?
I don't make mistakes.
We already
I mean,
know what you're going to do if it landed in your bank and it was like his mistake. But what
yeah.
if it's your
how about
mistake?
This? How about you say,
getting that
don't you say
mantra.
Like, hey, you try to say.
I'm just going to take the hit. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I would say, you know, here's 10% of what I gave you. As a thank you for returning the rest.
That's good.
Oh, you're going to ask people to return it?
Yeah,
yeah.
You
I think
ask
you
them,
have to
You
try
don't threaten
to.
Them because you don't want to abandon the crypto ethos.
So you're cool with what this guy did?
No.
No.
That's
why
what he
would
did.
You suppose, no, he threatened them.
He threatened them, dude.
Oh, there's like, yeah, part
it's,
threats.
I'm fine.
So you'd leave the threat part off?
Yes.
Okay.
You say, do a solid. We're all brothers in this.
Yeah,
we're brothers
lean
and
on
sisters
that.
In this
of
game.
Of course, it's not going to appeal to everybody, but that's going to be a way more effective
you think you'll
message.
Get more back?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so.
And you get the first round of people give the money back, and then the next one is like, if you give it back, it will give you 5%.
And then the original people across the feel board. Like that's they true. Got right.
might come back. Yeah,
you should just give them the 10%.
You're right.
Because you already gave them 100%.
Right. Yeah.
Like a Jagoff.
Jagoff.
Speaking of Jagoff.
Kate Moss's daughter, Lila, walks the ramp at Milan Fashion Week wearing her insulin pump. See pictures of the bottle.
Great for radio.
I didn't read that Milan. Last part.
That's why. I was just thinking, I mean, it's brave, dude. Yeah. I think it's brave.
Sure.
It's like a really small pump on the side of her fucking sexy legs, dude. And she's like she's pretty hot. And she's like walking down there. And I just think it's brave that she would have the insulin pump on her leg.
That's
you don't
where
have
it goes.
To leave it there. You can take it out.
Because everyone's like so grossed out by the insulin pump, they don't even notice how beautiful she is. So it's brave of her to do that.
So you're saying everybody was grossed out?
I don't know.
I didn't even see the pump.
I couldn't even see it.
That's the thing. That's what he's saying.
No. But anyways, I guess the main point is that Gemini thinks that Kate Moss's daughter is quote-unquote regular.
What are the kids saying? The kids are saying that
the regular clams are mid, quote-unquote mids.
They call them mid.
M-I-D?
M-I-D.
Yeah, right. M-I-Dids.
I'll try to use that more.
Does that make sense, though? Have you heard this expression with weed?
Mid? Arthur? Mid-grade?
No. Yeah.
Mids.
Yeah. Gasoline?
Anyways. Gasoline. Mid-grade gasoline?
Yeah.
Anyways, I like that song, Gasoline.
I think she's cute, dude. I think she's hot.
Is she hotter than her mom?
No.
Okay.
I think I like her better, dude. It's the whole Jenna Malone, Heidi Klum thing.
Yeah, her mom's unapproachable, but her runoff is like, hey, let's talk.
Brian has a chance.
Yeah, it's like a less quality copy of Kate Moss.
Kate Moss. I don't think you got a chance.
No, but still, in my mind, and you know, during seshes, I can at least pretend like she's feeling desperate that night.
Hey, burrito.
She got shot down by literally every other dude at
every
the bar.
Every single one, yeah.
Every single goddamn guy in the bar.
Burrito.
And then you're like, hey, why'd you go to a gay bar? Hey, I'm Brian.
Does Brian have a chance?
No.
Yeah.
Aww. No, that's very nice of you.
Just flash your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow.
What throw up kings. Your gang sign.
How does this make you feel?
Yeah.
She's like, wow, you have really hairy knuckles. Are those dreadlocks? Are those bumble clots?
I do like how this is like 5 years in the future when I will have dreadlocks.
You're going to be Long December himself.
Although, dude, in 5 years, she's gonna be outside of one of the acceptable windows, though.
Right.
So, anyways.
And then she just got to wait like 10 more years, and then she'll be back in.
Yep.
Second life, Lila Moss. So that was the news.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gap serves you
everything
in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, cause the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much urine cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I Booba Gets, and I get it. So get it.
Get it.
What have lunch?
What have lunch? Gemini Jackson, you're excited about this segment.
I did have an interesting lunch.
So was it a plate of shit?
Boomchi, it was fast food.
Poop cakes.
It was not poop cakes. Brian has to recuse himself.
Well, I don't even know.
You saw what I ate.
I did.
And you were very close.
That was funny that you're excited about it.
Boomchi fast food.
Boomchi fast food.
Okay, well, I mean.
Was it QT?
Arguably.
Boomchi, one Rollers? Of the items was free.
Yeah, he did. He guessed, so it we can say
it's not QT.
It's not, oh, it wasn't. Okay.
No. It wasn't Rollers. It wasn't QT.
One of the items was free, so maybe it was what I had for lunch.
What?
It was free. With points.
Free fitty. Oh.
That could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Was it Mickey D's?
No.
Give us another Boomchi.
Can I give one?
Yeah.
If you threw it up, it would look very similar to what it is.
Boomchi, it primed me for diarrhea.
Boomchi Taco
was
Bell?
Was it like Taco Bell?
Close.
Very close.
Like,
in spirit.
Yeah, knock that down a notch.
Taco Cabana?
No, that's up.
That is up. Yeah. What's your fucking problem?
Below Taco Bell? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack in the Box.
That is below Taco Bell, but it's not what I had for lunch.
These are pretty vague. You haven't even given like a genre of food.
Fast food?
Yeah, but you haven't.
I mean,
you haven't given ethnicity or whatever.
Like, one of the dishes I had was Mexican inspired.
There you go.
The other one I had was.
And this is way more than three.
Panda yeah, Express?
Then boom, cheese. Mexican inspired Panda yeah. Express.
You haven't had their Anaranjado chicken?
Inspired.
No. The other item I had was just kind of regular.
This is so. It's. There's no way you would
Lila
guess
Moss.
What.
Lila Moss. I had Lila Moss for notes because it was just regular. Yeah, there is no way you're going to guess what I had.
Especially
with these
if you start saying
clues.
The other thing. He had two things.
Yeah.
You would have to give like 10 guesses for both of them.
Is it a chain?
It's a chain.
It's like you don't want them to get. I guess you don't. Right?
Yeah.
Have we eaten there before?
We've eaten there before.
Wow.
Boom.
This place is like a one-star kind of restaurant.
Well,
I wouldn't call it a restaurant.
This is what threw you off. It's not fast food.
It is fast food.
It's not fast food.
It's my definition of fast food. And
he
you
got
guessed
the food fast.
He did guess QT, which is in the same genre as
so
what I had.
The 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Damn, you had the taco, the little tacos?
No, man. It came with
was
free
chili
stuff.
Dog?
No.
Yeah, free chili.
No.
You use the same
free
machine,
chili and
though.
Cheese. Nachos?
Nachos.
You had nachos?
I had nachos, and they were free.
What else did you have with it?
Like something that shouldn't go with nachos.
A Slurpee?
No, Slurpee definitely goes with nachos. What doesn't go with nachos and is like a regular kind of
pizza?
Lunch? Pizza and nachos go together. What are you thinking of, man?
A salad?
Close. Very close. It has that word in it.
A Caesar salad?
This no. is wild, dude. This is
it's
like
not
20...
a salad, but it has the word salad in it.
I wouldn't
salad
get it
dressing?
Either. I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't guess this either.
I don't know, man.
Tuna salad sandwich.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He had nachos and a tuna salad sandwich.
So they just had like the prepared sandwiches and
yeah.
like the little plastic
yeah,
thing sliced in half.
It was 99 cents off.
Okay. It was day old.
No, it had a stamp.
Why was it? Is it just a promo?
Yeah, it's a promo okay. if you have the rewards.
So you were feeling a tuna salad sandwich from 7-Eleven.
That's what I went in there for. And then I was looking through if I could get
offers?
Chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could get
oh,
chips because
wow.
I wanted chips.
Arthur.
I wanted chips.
Hey, man, that's
and
app
saw,
life. That's app life.
I saw, oh,
how do you
this
get all
2,000
these free
points.
Lays, man?
2,000 points for a free bag of chips or some nachos.
Okay.
Same price. Which one do you go for?
Neither. I just
what the
say,
fuck? I'm asking you which one. No, don't. You know, I'm giving you 2,000 points specifically for
either
a
or?
Bag of chips or nachos.
Which chips do I get to pick from?
Any Lay's chips.
So I can't have Vicky's?
So
no.
Basically, do you want dry chips or wet chips?
Yeah, would you like some
dude,
wet
those
chips?
Those nachos really mess you up, though. The cheese is so plastic.
Who gives a shit?
I like it, dude. It
when you're taking
bad.
The shit that is
it,
created
it,
by those
I
nachos.
I felt like I was at a sports stadium in the break room.
Nice.
Somebody was chanting USA as I was eating these nachos.
I've just had bad experiences with their nachos, so I can't say much about it.
So well, you get dry chips.
Yeah,
you get
I
dry
mean,
chips.
It depends. Like Cheetos?
Salt and vinegar?
Nah.
Yeah, Cheetos are there
okay.
on the menu.
I could eat some Cheetos crunchy. Like,
but would you put chili and cheese on them?
Yeah, it's free.
It's free, right?
No. It's free.
I'm going to say no to 7-Eleven chili
and
cheese.
How many times have you gone and gotten a cup of chili and a cup of cheese at 7-Eleven for free? Really?
I don't. I've had the cheese, and that just goes straight through you.
The chili is good,
objectively good.
No,
yeah,
I'm not into it.
Okay,
I don't know
burrito.
Who you are?
You don't like how it poops out onto your weenie?
See, burrito's never had it. It's a split decision.
Burrito doesn't do a lot of convenience store food.
Yeah, what's your damn problem?
He doesn't eat
dude?
Shit like we do.
You fucking bourgeois motherfucker.
I don't go inside of convenience stores.
He doesn't go in. Only fat chicks go inside.
You're goddamn right. And I am.
Mom, the beautiful girl.
Burrito the beautiful girl is paying outside with his credit card.
Burrito the beautiful
credit card.
With my PayPay.
With PayPay.
Nice. PayPay. And it's just a recording and they're not going to do anything.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's what I had for lunch.
What do you have for lunch? There was a whole segment.
It was my segment.
Brian McFly, what did you have for lunch?
Boomchi Leftover Asian.
Wow.
Panda Express?
No.
Boomchi probably shouldn't. I mean, I guess you can. It just it
have
feels
it as leftover?
Yeah, it feels cumbersome was as it leftovers.
Leftover ramen?
Close.
Leftover
yeah.
pho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Why should what's the thing with the
noodles got really soggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call it a day.
But like I have a lower expectation for leftovers, don't we all?
No, because if there's you leave them if you leave them in too long, the noodles will evaporate.
I could not tell the difference, to be honest with you.
It was all about that flavor.
Yeah, the flavor was still good. And the noodles, yeah, they are soggier, but I just expect nudes to be soggy.
Mm. The kind of nudes you get are all soggy.
They're pretty soggy.
Sometimes you send them back.
I just
return to sender some nudes.
I just imagine, like, y'all remember in The Shining with that, like, fat, rotten woman in the bathroom?
I didn't see The Shining.
Okay, never mind. Forget about it then.
So, Rito Bandito. Brian had some leftover pho. What did you have?
I like that your hair is like teased right now. You look like an 80s.
It's a pompadour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a model from the 80s.
From the 80s.
Beautiful girl.
Boomchi. I used a coupon because I go here a lot.
Quick, a coupon no, or
quiz
a
yes.
coupon?
Yeah, quiz.
Coupon.
Coupon.
You say coupon yeah. or coupon?
Q-U.
Did I say coupon?
I say coupon.
You say coupon. I say coupon.
I say coupon.
Coupon.
It's 50-50.
Coupons.
I say gray coupon.
I'm going to switch it on that.
Coupon.
That's how I'm feeling.
Coupon.
Cupes. Great. Great.
Coupon. Coupon. Sometimes I say coupon. If I'm like
yes,
a,
it was,
if I'm
it
at
was Quiznos.
If I'm at Whole Foods, I say coupon.
So is a coupon on
right.
your app?
Coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like tampon.
That's what
I got a free sandwich.
Finally. Which one did you get?
The roast beef.
Yeah. So the next two boom cheese will be
turkey.
The first word and the second word of the sandwich. Okay. So boom cheese. I like to buy this whole and then grind it, and then boom chi, it's very meaty.
It's a cheese. The first one is a cheese.
Beefy?
Coffee sausage.
Is it coffee sausage?
Yeah, that's also my guess. Is it coffee sausage?
Did you have coffee sausage for lunch?
The coffee sausage sandwich
burrito.
With a coupon.
No, I got it. Did you have coupon coffees? Coffee sandwich. Did you have coupon coffee sausage sandwich?
No.
Grinded. Ground.
Yeah.
Beef.
Ground beef.
Turkey.
Beefy cheesy. Meaty cheesy. Beefy roasty.
Turkey bacon.
You buy it whole and then you grind it over things.
Oh, peppercorn?
Yeah.
There you go.
Peppercorn
hash.
Beef.
Ham?
Well, yeah, it's beef, but steak.
Peppercorn steak.
Dude.
Steak
Jesus.
Sandwich.
See, he saves his points for the expensive sandwich.
I just get this feeling that peppercorn steak probably tastes good, but it's like not actually steak.
It's steak.
I mean, it's steak, but it's like the cheapest cut ever.
Of course, they're not giving you
but
goddamn wagyu.
But it's also like
wagyu.
Chopped and formed.
They're not giving you wagyu.
It's not solid strips.
It's solid strips.
It looks like solid strips, but it's not.
You're going to fake that shit.
You could just kind of liquefy it and then piece it off into sheets
reformed.
Like they make
burrito says it's sliced.
Lunch meat. That's how they make lunch meat.
Yeah.
Pureed it? Was it pureed steak or could you see the muscle grain?
Yes.
Those are fake.
What?
The grains are fake too, burrito. You're yeah. You simp.
Oh, man.
like the charbroiled stripes on the Burger King.
No, those are real.
Those are real, man.
I don't believe it.
Real
you need
yoga
to watch
mat.
Your mouth there, dude.
It's real.
Well,
peppercorn steak for the fancy burrito. Art. What'd you have for lunch?
Boomchi, I mentioned it earlier as like one of Gemini Jackson's guesses.
McDonald's?
No. Boomchi.
Taco Bell.
They were giving away something free, yeah. It was Taco Bell.
His other Boomchi would have been they have the best URL on the...
That would be the giveaway, for sure.
In the whole restaurant game.
But it was National Taco Day.
Oh, you got a free
week.
One?
Yeah, you were just throwing them in. But it was like stale. Like they use the old shells.
Yeah, why would they give you fresh shells for a free taco?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of.
This is a taco fire sale.
I thought they were flipping taco shells like no other and didn't have any old ones.
They keep
ones.
The spoiled fire ones in the back
sale.
For taco free taco day.
Free taco.
Damn.
It's like free Papa John's.
No, like
free taco.
Like Taco Bell ships out the shitty the ones in the warehouse rear corner.
There you go.
For free taco week.
Maybe. That's fine. They're
yesterday
free, right?
Was noodle day.
Jesus Christ.
Tell
what'd
us
you,
about
what'd
yesterday
you do?
Was noodle day.
Yesterday day, was noodle day. What'd you do?
Played with his noodle.
Of course.
There you go.
But what I had for lunch for yesterday was I went to the Japanese store.
And you had some raw men.
Yeah, I got some Nissin cup of noodle.
You took
seafood.
Some men into your mouth raw.
The seafood flavor one?
Yeah, the seafood flavor one.
With the little fucking shrimps.
The dehydrated shrimps.
The rehydrated shrimps.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, butter sauce.
Yeah. I don't think they have shrimps butter. In them. It has squid and it has imitation crab.
Bits of that, just dehydrated?
Reconstituted? Yeah.
Do you think it's a bung? You think it's a pig?
Do you think it's actual butthole? Squid or is it pig butthole?
Yeah, you think it's pig bung?
No, I think it's squid. It says squid on the contents.
Everyone wants to believe that it's not pig bung, though.
Well, that's when it says calamari.
And I got a little can of
with a K
of matcha
water?
Latte. Oh, cold
wow.
Matcha latte. Yeah.
You're fucking fancy, dude.
Cold matcha
treat
latte.
Treat yourself.
See, this is why he doesn't eat at convenience stores.
Yeah, this is why
shit.
He doesn't
he
know
options.
What the nacho cheese at 7-Eleven tastes
this
like.
This is why he has no they idea what nacho cheese at 7-Eleven tastes like.
You know, this is the problem with you, dude. You don't know what nacho...
You're not cultured.
They had been remodeling their grocery store.
You
so
mentioned
they expanded
that.
Into the place next to it.
A hostile Japanese takeover,
colonizing.
You say.
Yeah.
Imperialism at its best.
Like,
dude. The
empire is, really
the empire is expanding.
Back. Damn, dude.
It was nice. It was good.
The land of the rising sun, you say.
Kamikaze.
And that's what we had for lunch.
What we have for lunch?
Last night, I woke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. A salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered. Pecan Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thackum, president and CEO of Pecan Farms. We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries a-pumping and those veins a-popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for kids under 18 or women who are nursing out of their tits or pregnant. Side effects include but are not limited to sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Women nursing out of their vaginas.
What the fuck was that?
Perfectly fine. However, if they're nursing from their tits, no Thick'em Farms for you.
Look, I feel like,
Thick'em Farms passes the blood-brain barrier.
Look, hey, hold on. Before
they
you do
need
that,
to
Arthur,
know that.
Arthur... I've been low energy.
Low
here. I feel like we gotta turn up.
We gotta start from the top. Make it drop.
It's too late for that, bro.
No, this is where you splice in the intro song, and then record scratch, and then you say the outro.
Oh yeah, that's not bad.
And you say the call to action.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
No, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it in post.
No, let's just do it right now. What do you want to do again?
We got to start the show over.
Okay, hold on.
If you're nursing from your grand tetons.
What is this, amateur? There we go. Okay, guys, we got one more shot to inject some turnt energy.
One last chance. We got one shot and it's your chance to blow.
Yeah, dude. This is Mom Sketty, dude. Paschetti.
And then?
And then you record scratch and read the call to action.
Everyone's entitled to their truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. I'll send you a sticker, then ask you to stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day!
Stick it up your fucking ass. I'm a fucking stick up your fucking ass.
I'm a fucking sticker. I'm a fucking sticker. Stick me up your ass. I'm a fucking sticker.
I bet if I had a sticker that just said I'm a fucking sticker, that thing would be fire.
Oh, dude, that would be fire.
I'm into
you
it.
Could sell
I'm
that
into
shit.
It.
I'm a fucking sticker.
Let's do this shit.
I'm a fucking sticker.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm a fucking sticker.
It's like Tim Roth. Too much. Or it's like the shot in the movie but instead of his face, it's a sticker.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
He's just like a blubbering sticker.
I'm a fucking sticker. Like,
I'm
it cuts out.
Sticker.
It's just an illustration of him
in the backseat? Or
no, he's like laying on Michael Madsen's lap.